Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can also drop us a voice note. The voice note also on the WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. How these evil spirits operate, man. And the need to caution as many children of the Father as possible, you know. It's important. And that they can be cast out. It's important also to take note of the fact that also the devil is a defeated enemy. We should never forget that. These are spirits emanating and working with a defeated enemy, they being themselves a defeated domain. 657 Medium Wave, give us a shout, 012-334-1322. I'm talking to Baruch Yah, and then on the prompts there and the recordings, I have Professor Bui Sondezi from the University of Johannesburg. And of course, Babungane.
Bongithubang, bingelele kwemfundisi uRing, bingelele nezambeli zakho ke lapha e-studio nabalaleli bonke be-radio pulpiti ngibingelela ke egameni lenkosi yethu uKristu Jesu waseNazaretha, isihloko esithi spirits and how they operate. Imimoya emibi nokuthi ke isebenza kanjani. The demons are spirits. Revelation chapter 16, verse 14. For they are spirits of demons, performing signs, which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the banquet of that great day of God Almighty. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Ngiyagcila-ke manje emimoyeni yamademoni. Imimoya emibi iyakhohlisa, iyadukisa, iyahlukumeza, iyacindezela, iyabhubhisa, yenze ukuthi abantu behlukane-ke noNkulunkulu. The realm is the domain of spirits, angels, demons, and other non-physical entities. Evil spirits exercise a spiritual force on people. Demons enter in and oppress people. Acts chapter 10 verse 38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Demons make people to have a spirit of unforgiveness, a spirit of bitterness, a spirit of pride, a spirit of sexual immorality, etc. Demons cause physical violence and anger that cannot be controlled. Abantu ke ababuswa ke ngamadimoni banamandla abalawuleki. Matthew chapter 8 verse 28 says, when he came to the other side, to the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two demon-possessed men coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no one could pass that way. They can cause extreme rage and aggression in a person, making them hard to be around. In our country, we have lost so many lives because of the road rage. Cultural tradition believing in the ancestors, feeling the dead loved one's presence or a sense of being washed. Hey, abantu abanenkolelo yokuthi-ke babhekwa-ke ngabaphansi-ke, bavikelwa-ke ngabaphansi, kuba khona-ke ubukhona babo ababuzwayo. Demonic spirits come in dreams pretending to be the dead speaking. Amadimoni eza-ke emaphusheni esho ukuthi-ke ngabantu-ke asebadlule emhlabeni. People struggle to get free of things. A spirit being holds them down. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to this prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Hey. Demons cause sicknesses. Luke chapter 13 verse 11, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. We can also read Matthew chapter 9 verse 32 to 33. A monitoring spirit is an evil spirit or demon that essentially monitors someone's behavior for the purpose of inflicting hurt or pain into that person's life. Mm. Their purpose is to gather information to facilitate spiritual attacks, steal blessings, infect with sickness, sabotage success, and generally wreak havoc in the victim's life. Monitoring spirits can possess or take the form of animals such as cats, rats, snakes, birds, insects, and wolves. There are many other types of demons: python spirits, leviathan, kundalini, ahabs, and etc. Demons prevent people from knowing Christ and fulfilling all that God has called them to do while on earth. We have been given the ability to discern and to see into the unseen realms. The gifts of discerning of spirits. We can also read John chapter 1, verse 32 to 34. The Holy Spirit unites the believers with Christ. He enables a believer to live victoriously over sin. He controls the believer who yields to God and submits himself to God's word. I thank you. God bless you in a mighty way. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Babongane. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Mfundisi Mwamba.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba leti thokotisayo. Manje ke pastor yezwakala kahle kamnandi indaba ye demon. Manje ke mfundisi wami i demon liya defendwa kakhulu la Africa la. Bari vakokwane. E demon mfundisi. Le demon bathu mapeja leyani. Nale demon bathu mazangeri. Uma lombambele umuntu noma libambe umfundisi limthole kahle umfundisi uhamba yothwasa umfundisi bishop
hey madodla
ngoba lisuka limthole livimba indlela umfundisi manje ke indlela yokukhipha idimoni indlela yokuthi umuntu akhululeke idimoni inye umfundisi uJesu mekufundisa ngokuthandaza lapha yani encwadini kaLuka 11 ingathi verse 4 lapha yani uthi usithethelele izono zethu Onga singeni semilingweni kepha usikhulule indlela ukuthi demon lisuke ebantwini mfundisi ukuthi umuntu athethelelwe izono mfundisi abese uyakhululwe izonweni mfundisi lapho bekala abantu mfundisi abakhulula abantu bamba nabantu emfundisini bathi bawakhulula mfundisi afika amkhulule nje ukuthi angazabhema ugwayi umzacula umuntu mfundisi ari kuqhukethe ugwayi kuqhukethe buyala kalibaka la ku rapela kodwa ezinye izinto akazisika kaphumanga kuzo mfundisi manje inkululeko le ifika ukukhulula umuntu mfundisi abe ngumuntu lo sekhulule zono nomfundisi lo sabe ngumntwana ka kungena umbuso kaNkulunkulu ngoba umuntu mengakhululeka ngamfundisi noma ngaba umfundisi umbuso kaNkulunkulu angeke ungene kuye mfundisi ungena kuphela emuntwini lona sekamukele lo sekakhululiwe mfundisi ungena umbuso ukulunga kwaNkulunkulu ukuthula kwaNkulunkulu uthando lukaNkulunkulu emzimbeni womuntu mfundisi so ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu edimona lesana amandla lapha kulowo muntu mfundisi kanti mambo
Kan mambo mfundi samina na ken tsangofu.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Hlala ulalele umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku-App Store noma ku-Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Here's Mr. Ita.
Hello, Pastor.
Yebo baba.
Greetings in the name of Jesus.
Greetings, my
this
friend.
Is Binsane.
Hey, Tommy.
I greet everybody, the family of Radio Big Beat, Pastor Barbara, and Dr. Moi, in Jesus' name. Pastor, I'm so glad that you're talking about this topic, about these spirits, these devils, you know. This is what God lays in my heart, Pastor. You know, these spirits, which are devils, they are actually pride-based and they are covetousness-based. They operate by pride and woman. So these are the two basic grounds on which they operate. And then, which means they, like Dr. Wee said, they want to mount into the position of God, and they are covetous of those who are of God or anything that is good. So this is how the devil himself instigates them. Now, when they get into action themselves, dealing with people or a person or a church or a family, they inspire fear of death. That is where they begin. Because the kingdom of darkness, well, it's ruled by death. So they inspire the fear of death. So the first part that you must not fall for is to fear death. Now this comes in two ways, by temptation. Temptation in the form that, hey, if you don't get this, you will die. Basically, you won't be fine. So in the fear of not being fine, you do it. And then the other second way of inspiring fear, it's torture. You know, they beat you up, they make life uncomfortable for you. Whatever, whenever you want to take a step towards the direction of God, they torment you maybe by negative talk or even causing pain or sickness and all that. This is to move you into action. Now, this is where now you're getting into the picture. So when you get into the picture, mind how now you move. Because if maybe they inspire fear by, they torture you by insulting you, you most likely, if you react by anger, then you are sleeping on their side, because now you're going to have aggression. And then the anger of men does not accomplish God's righteousness. Or by pride, maybe they talk you down, then you said, no, then you take a stand. You can't say that about me and this and this. Then they want you there. You're no longer giving God the glory. Or by despair, Pastor, whereby you feel down, and they took you down, and then you agree, then they put you into a space of helplessness. Now, in the state of helplessness, you no longer operate by the grace of God. You are now in the place of law, whereby you feel guilty. You see? So, in that case, in that point, Pastor, this is how you should react. You should react by standing in faith, by putting the shield of faith. See, don't give up in that time of torture or that time of temptation. Speak the word of God, standing in the faith of it. Now, standing in the faith of it, say you are it. For example, if the temptation says to you, go steal that thing because you are hungry, you're going to die, you say, no, I know that I'm a child of God. God provides for me. All other things, like if they say, you are ugly, for example, don't be angry, just say I'm wonderfully created. You see, you're standing in the side of God. And then when you do that, that process is painful, Pastor. So you need to exercise something that is called patient endurance. You have to endure until that season of temptation is over, or that season of torture is over. So you have to keep on saying, I am patient and enduring in your heart. I'm patient and enduring whilst that warfare or that struggle is going on. So in that case, it will happen up until God begins to act on your behalf. Now be careful in that moving, stay in patient endurance up until God acts on your behalf. It won't be long. If it's a temptation of 5 minutes, by the time it's 4 minutes and 55, God will step in. So you wait until then. So there's one thing, again, I want to highlight, Pastor, finally, quickly, is that when the disciples of Jesus came back after he sent them in Matthew 10, they were happy. We did this, we did it, and we even cast away the devils. They were happy about that in particular. Mm. And Jesus said to them, whoa, do not rejoice over the fact that you cast out the devils, because once you did that, I saw the devil coming down. As Pastor Bui was, as Dr. Bui was alluding, I'll be aware that the devils are here now. This is the reality you're living in. So instead, Jesus said to them, don't take the pride of overcoming them in a particular time, because another season will come. Instead, be happy that your names are written in heaven. So whenever you achieve a victory of those attacks, don't celebrate them directly, because you inspire other attacks. Instead, be happy that you are of God. Your name is written in the book of life. Pastor, I thank you so much. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord God bless you all, and may the Lord God help us all, because this is a common warfare, and this is another way that God is talking, particularly to young people. Mm. Keep Jesus in the boat. Stay inside Jesus, Bazalwane. The Bible says they overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not shy away from death. So overcoming them by the blood of the Lamb is that you are in Jesus.
Mm.
So make sure everything about your life is in Jesus, is run by Jesus, so that when they attack, when you die on that cross, it is the blood of Jesus. And then give the testimony about Jesus, which I've overcome that because Jesus did that for me. Mm. And then whilst you are being now it's you, man. Now whilst you, the devil is trying to disprove that testimony.
Mm.
Don't shy away from that death. Even if you are burned on the stake, even if you die as a martyr, it's okay. Mm. That's the ultimate victory. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dumsane. I really appreciate.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Tune in for life-giving light in the darkness. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, you can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. We are talking about demons, what they are all about. Part 2.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guest, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic, spirits and how they operate. Imimoya emibi nokuthi isebenza kanjani. Demons are mostly dangerously real. We are inclined to deny what we cannot see. Satan is spirit, and spirit is mysterious. The believers must not fear the power of evil. Those without Jesus Christ are in trouble of the devil and his fallen angels. Labo ke abangekho ke kuKristu Jesu ke ngempela ke basenkingeni yokuhlaselwa ke ngomubi. There are innumerable supernatural beings which exist, intent on tempting people and lead them to their master's ever-present obsession, death and destruction of human beings, and scorn of the Lord Jesus Christ. Evil is a real and present danger. Even more, there are supernatural powers, authorities, and disembodied creatures that are quite active. though unseen in the realm of humankind. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Their powers are limited. Their activities are often predicted. Their allegiance is known. Their abilities have been uncovered. These defiled creatures are our adversaries. They possess metaphysical powers that are beyond our ability to control. We must always seek Christ and his name authority. As believers of Christ, we must follow his actions. Mark chapter 1 verse 34 says, then he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. Do not speak to demons. Manje kukhona abantu nje abaxakayo ke baba busy nje halo nje bekhuluma ke namadimoni. Instead, appeal to Jesus, our Savior. Speak the word of God to yourself in prayer. Matthew 28 verse 18 says, and Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. All power belongs to Jesus. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane. We really appreciate. Remember that last week we didn't even have people talking on the show this much. So I'm so grateful. It's your time. It's your opportunity. Do it.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Godfrey, my friend, how are you?
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and your guests in the studio and the listeners. A demon, yeah. It's a very tricky evil substance or thing that operates in the spirit. The demons are very, very good listeners. They listen to your fears, what you fear, what you're asking for from the Most High. They give you the opposite. Because the Most High warned us, we shouldn't. There's no need for us to ask for things because he already knows before we ask what we want. So usually our nature, when we become saved, my followers of Yeshua, when we pray, we divert from the normal prayer, Lord's Prayer, which is given us as a standard. We tend to expound and start calling out things. Those are when the devil is listening. You'll find that the very same thing that you're praying against is what you're going to get. When you say, hey, I'm suffering from poza, heal is cut up as a good time to have a good whiskey, but we'll pay the most expensive alcohol, but we'll invite to a party, but we'll say, I'm a bottle, let's do it, but we'll pay. The very same day, I'll suffering from poza, in the very same time, so where is this coming from? We remember that Job was tempted. Job himself confessed and agreed that that which I feared has befallen me. So the devil knows what you fear. What you fear about is what you pray about. So stop praying for things. If you challenge your money, don't pray and say, God help with money. or in. Who devil is listening, he's going to bring, you'll notice that after doing that prayer, because there are more challenges, the debt is increased, your cars, you'll be threatened, life, school fees, and many other things. Instead, what you need to do to defeat this is to thank God. Thank the Most High for everything. Thank Him for living. Thank Him for the debt, which is there to grow you. Then that's how you defeat the devil. Remember also that in the past, diseases, all diseases that were cured by Yeshua, they were all demonic. Even Obabu Bongane, what is he quoted about the woman in Opeto Infirmity, he cast out the demon. Even the man who was naked, terrorizing a community, who was a schizophrenic like that. And then when Christ came, the demon said, okay, remove us, send us to the pigs. It was the demons. But today, all diseases, it's very fine, I don't know. We cure diseases with medicine, pills, imbiza. We don't cast the demons out. I haven't seen that because the scripture, there's nowhere when people were sick in the Bible, they said they were given umuti or whatnot. And most of them, Christ cured them by casting out the demon. Mm. So we are sick today because of demons, and we invited them. But we need to stand fast and trust the Most High, whenever it challenges. Usually, finance, because we all have finances, we fear. When that is why Christ always said, do not fear whenever he appeared. Even the angels, not fear. And then also the scripture says, if you fear, you will not see the kingdom of heaven. Because if fear is the initiator, it opens, it's a portal for all demonic spirit to enter you. If you are fearful of losing your job, the chances are you're going to lose it. Because the devil is going to use that as a lever to say, look, why are you putting this guy's job? He doesn't have faith in you. He's fearful. Mm. Once we defeat fear, then we defeat the demons. I believe that will happen. So demonic attacks, we invite them, as Lot did. So even today, be careful of what to pray for. Instead of praying, thank the Most High. Then the things will change. Thank you.
All right, I hear you. 657 Media Moave Radio Pulpit coming to you live.
Funda ukuningi, uphile saka, futhi ukhule othandweni. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
All right, let's see who do I still have here. Mfundisi Amen.
Pastor. Hayi, pastor uyezwakala indaba enkulu kakhulu, ibanjwa kahle futhi abefundisi bayachaza kahle.
Yeah.
Uyabona pastor ichaza. Idimoni malifuna ukumthwala kahle umuntu, lumtshela ukuthi imali yabola esigangeni manje, ufuna ukubonisa imali. Lebo khokho bafa bayishiya mfundisi. Uyabona? Idimoni malifuna ukumthwala kahle umuntu. Omunye ubaba way Bible College wayefundela iBhayibheli wabuya abe se yashumayela kwathi ngelinye ilanga lele uthi kwafika umuntu weNdiya ongale umdabu ongale eNdiya ngayo wathi waphethe uephethe emakhambi nje athi nali khambi lapha ebantu upholise abantu ubaba sewabe sukayo wayeka lokuthi kuba ngumzalwane owabhizine enene ukulapha abantu kunyange abantu uyabona mfundisi manje idimoni imali ufuna ukuthola mfundisi libamba khona lapha emithini mfundisi ngelinye ilanga ngibuya entambama emsebenzini ngiyagula mfundisi ngiyafika ngagula ngazo le nkathi ngiyagula ngalala ngaphupha emasimini umuthi nje ulapha esihlahla ne ikhambi lokulapha Nilibona lapha kusuka lapha ka Roy lapha lakabaka kamafanki kamafidi lapha abantu abazi yonga lempumalanga empoma tupori ngale ukuya lapha ka Roy
yeah
amakilometer nyana nje ne lokwanjane half ngavuka ekuseni ngingiraje ngemsebenzini ngabuya ngalanda le nto ngafika ngabheka laphayani ngayibona ngithe ngisachamo kanye ngayibona lapha yamfundisi uyabona ngafika ngayithatha ngayoyenza manje ke uma uzokholula kumaphupho umfundisi elapho madumana adlalela kakhulu athola khona abantu babamba lapho thina abantu zimanjwa lapho emaphupheni ngangayingena le ndaba yokuthi mina kumele sengigubhe imithi umfundisi kanti mabapastori
Kan mambo mfundisa mina na kenza. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue, man. Quite a lot of people have said quite a lot of things on this one. And I really have to support the fact that Godfrey said, but we don't talk about them being cast out. You know, Matthew chapter 8, verse 24. It says, then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. He healed them. And of course, also when you look at chapter 8, verse 16, let me just look at chapter 8, quickly, verse 16, then I'll come to you, Malak. It says, when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Eish, I like it. And if you also look at verse 32, of the same chapter 8 of Matthew, verse 32 says, and he said to them, go. So when they came out, they went into the herd of swine, and suddenly the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep plain into the sea and perished in the water. These can be cast out. And we also have the authority to do so. 9:33, quickly. 9:33 of the same method says, and when the demon was cast out, the mute spoke. The multitude marveled, saying, it was never seen like this in Israel. Malak, they can be cast out. What say you?
Absolutely, Malak. They can be cast out. Ronara na hana gore power e mo mutini or prophet re tabogela go bathong kante if we can understand the power of the word because this word le re tla beng re bua ke sentse la abaya bua it is the word that have power dominion and authority hence now when we spend time even spending time in the scriptures you know sometimes it's not about gore people must be laid hands. I'm not saying it's wrong to lay hands, yes. But because you don't know who's who, like nothing happens.
Yeah.
I don't let anybody touch my head. Because I know that trouble is part that is delicate, and as delicate as it is now, that is why normally we don't have a So they can be transferring anything at the gate. It's your heaven, basically, it's your crown. So you're not covered and all this. So now, it's to stay in the wind. Let me make this example, perhaps. You see, when you stay in the wind, it means that and we try to live accordingly. Now, which means they can no longer have access. Their house becomes hot. So the example I want to make an example of a red hot stove. How should we look at that stove? The place becomes heat. Now, imagine if there's a fly in Sinisi. It will now that reddish color, and it got excited, wow, I want to go and settle in that red thing, however it will be. But as it comes, and it draws closer to the stove, what happens? It will feel the heat. It will feel the heat, and it won't come and sit there because now it knows it has an area to move. Environment in a
Yeah.
This is not a safe place for me to live. That is why I have to bring to good care in the most of my friends to the whole age. I know. Because it would feel the sentiment of us. Then what does it do? It changes the direction. So now, when we stay in prayer, when we stay in the Word, you have anything. It's like Radiwan. Have you operated the way you were trying to operate that thing? So now that's the power of the Word to say now. That's one way of saying now, spending time in worship, spending time in the Word. You know, every time what we surround ourselves with, it must be that which is the Word. Then they're able to run away. You see, when we look at electricity sign, they would better danger the fire, then they make a sign like a lightning sign. In Exodus 19, when Abba Yahuwah came to speak, the Ten Commandments, what they saw was literally his voice. They saw it as lightning. Now, letter number 7, Zion, in Psalm 119, that is why it says that it symbolizes that sign of lightning that says danger. So now you can see, Kure, what is it that you have on your side? Kure, things that something that can be able to fight things that wants to be influential, that wants to lead us astray. Even the influential in leading us astray. So, to surround ourselves with the Word. Now you know that you have danger afar in those. That's what is written with the danger book. So, now they know, they understand. So when we stay in the Word, when nine out of ten, most of the time we spend at our words, at relocating everything. But imagine if we put more time in the Word, put more time in prayer, put more time in worship and everything. Ratukala di bolo, ratukala everything that is around and start to kahubulele. To Kupakeda, this one as well, Malak. But these are the demons as well, so that we also need to know what is it that they do as well. Kibala Buka Ruben, Testament of Ruben, which is also one of the apocrypha books. There's a spirit of insatiableness in the belly. There's a spirit of fornication that is seated in the nature of the in the nature and in the senses. Spirit of fornication, one. Number two, spirit of insatiableness in the belly. So, there's a spirit of fighting that is in the liver and in the gut. There's a spirit of, right? Which is the spirit that makes one to be eager to please, meaning that we're trying hard to impress someone important. It may be a boyfriend, it may be a gospel miracle, charisma, and it goes with the spirit of shunning, which is the spirit of trickery and deception, which would mean that when somebody would use a clever lies to sneaky ways to fool others. And also there's a spirit of pride that one may be boastful and arrogant, and there's a spirit of lying that in addition and jealous to the practices and deceits and concealment from kindred and friends, and there's a spirit of injustice which affects an act of rapacity, right? That a man may fulfill the desire of his heart. So it's nice and important that we raise them so that you can be also be able to gauge school. Hey, hacking mama came. Something is Zura Aman. They have taken over. But one hacking this, I should know for a man. How you would it to oil over it while you introspect? Or you could be able to pick up as well, maybe to somebody who's near you to say, they are now in operation. And now so that we can know that they can be casted out. And it is staying in the world. Wena rapela, wena samika musiki, wena bulela radio pulpiti, you know what we mean? You are doing something because now you are shaping something. So these are the ways in which we know we can know that's how we can be able to deal with them. But the minute we just leave them, how to halamba ferolo to hakugare ni osaujar kahayele zaita? It's a problem. Now, when you have to go and cut it, you're lazy, you're tired, you know, and jarataya it hakataka. So the same way is what now happens with us. So we need to now start to look after, maintain, and by maintaining, it is through the word of Abba Yahuwah. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Remember, at the top of the hour, it is men's dialogue. I am talking to Pastor Murabe, a psychologist, looking into issues of men. Man, I tell you, it is just going to be wonderful.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Mr. Shabalala.
Greetings, Pastor Ray. Ninimiye nabafundisi lapho. Ngiyakamela inkosi yami uJesu Kristu.
Amen.
Mfundisi Shabalala from Free State, Frankfurt. Ngiyabonga kakhulu to talk about this topic. Ngakusho lokho ngithi ngibaye bless bafundisi bami ngoba ithi kaNkulunkulu ona is true, the word of God always liqiniso linjalo. Siyabonga kakhulu bafundisi kubani buso bonke animunise nonke bafundisi. May the God bless you all mfundisi. Ngiyabonga abafundisi lapha e-studio ngegama lika Jesu Christu. Amen.
Hallelujah. Professor, what say you finally? And let's get hold of you. Just after a jiffy, let's get hold of you. What do you say finally?
Thank you very much, Brother Ray. As we continue, I would like to read Deuteronomy 32, verse 17 and 18. It says, they sacrificed to demons that were not God, to gods they had never known, to new gods that had come recently, whom your fathers had never dreaded. You were unmindful of the rock that bore you, and you forgot the God who gave you birth. Demons also strive in idolatry. The scripture here is saying, when people sacrifice to foreign gods, they must know that they are sacrificing to demons, because there is no any other God other than Yahweh Elohim. And he says, yeah, you sacrifice to demons that were not God, the God you've never seen. So these are the spirits that demand specific worship. These are spirits.
All right. It seems to have cut a bit. I don't know. Let's see. Go for it, Professor.
These are spirits that define that are described by their trait of looking for sacrifices in different places and from different people. These are spirits that want to control people and continue to be alive by their altars being continually made alive by sacrifices. So these are spirits that make sure that people are away from God. These are spirits that continue to perpetrate idolatry, ancestral worship, sacrificing to foreign God, making foreign altars, making evil altars, all of these are an indication of the spirits that are worshipped there. So these are spirits that are demanding. These are spirits that come to devour. They don't just devour the finances of people, they devour the lives of people, and they end up making sure that these people know nothing else other than them. They end up serving these spirits. And the Bible here tells us that these are false gods. These are false controlling power, which are in contrast with our Father Yahweh Elohim. And when you read 1 Corinthians 10 verse 4, it speaks of the counter. So it means when the people were worshiping these other gods, they were living the true God. So they discarded and rejected the true spiritual rock from which they were supposed to drink. So it means we find an opposition, an opposing power here that competes with the presence of God in the life of a person. So,
all right, I have to cut it there because we left it 2 minutes. Malak, finally, what say you? Let me just say this to add to what the professor has just alluded to. These spirits can be cast out. They can be cast out, and we should never be afraid to tell people about this, that they can be cast out. I just want to look at Matthew chapter 10, just quickly. And then it says something interesting, you know, about these being cast out. Chapter 10, verse 8. Just let me look at it. Sorry. It says, okay. It says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely you give. This is a commandment to us. We should do that. Malak, finally.
That is important because it's a foundation. It's a manual of life. So we wouldn't know these things. So Abaya who has put this way so that we can instead of now every time you have to go and beg and all that, you know, as well for them. Now, maybe one of the dressing and so forth, one of the going and so forth, you don't just sit in your study and forever, complaining and all that. No, you pray. Because if you clear fell, no, it's because my mother prayed. Yes. We are where we at. Bon Noah prayed for us as grandchildren, Bon Marsh and everything. So today, at least we know. So now, we need. What they have started, we need to fight this fight. Now, this is a strong man. How far is clever? So you have to keep on hitting and hitting until it falls down. Shalom Rabbah.
Shalom Rabbah. Thank you so much, Malak. Next week, we are going to be talking about false believing, what this is all about. When are we at that state of false believing? Thank you, Malak.
I appreciate you so, I love you and appreciate you so much. Thank you to your family. Thank you to Professor Wilson and the family in absentia, and also to the great family of Radio Prophet. May Abayahua Barakas keep us and make his face shine upon us. Shalom.
And of course, thank you so much also to Professor Wilson Dezi and to the King of Kings. Above all else, Yahuwah Elohim, we give him glory, majesty and honor. There's none like him. To his son, the Messiah, the HaMashiach, we are grateful. Thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. The Holy Spirit always guiding us into all truth, we appreciate. It has been great. It has been wonderful. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking time to really listen to the show. And thank you for your graces, for being patient with us and praying for us. We really appreciate. Coming up next, it is Men's Dialogue. And as I said earlier on, I'm talking to Muruti Ramsibi Murabi. We're touching base here. You are going to enjoy this.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082- 657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.